Oh, hi, Lars. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you. I saw we missed your call earlier.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
So I wanted to give you two options. You can continue with your website and the content and just do the $29 a month, or you could buy the domain pennyelectric.net and go build a different site on it, and that's just a one-time buyout of $99.
So it wouldn't come with what was already produced or what was written in there, the pictures and stuff?
Right. It doesn't include the content. It just includes the domain. So that's usually applicable if somebody has, like, another web developer, but they want to keep their web address. That's usually why they would do that.
Okay.
And if you're not sure, what I could do is take the one past due payment from February 4th and then push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full until March 19th. And then if you decide to upgrade because you'll lose the content, but if you decide to buy the domain, as long as you do it within 2 weeks, I can prorate the difference for you and just charge you $70 at that time. That way you have a little time to think of if that's, you know, the right direction that you'd like to go or not.
Yeah, I mean, because ultimately I'd want to keep the website, well, especially if buying the domain wouldn't actually let me keep what's already on it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and you have actually our corporate pricing. So typically website hosting is $49 a month, but someone puts you into the corporate rate, which means typically you have to have 100 locations to get that. But since you already have it, you're grandfathered into it, where it will never go up for you anyway.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. No. I mean. Yeah. I'll keep just the maintenance of it. I don't know about what I had before. I know it was on limbo before with the marketing stuff.
Mhm.
But I mean, I can do it for $29 just to keep the website up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No problem. So let me just make sure for the billing, is it still 16 Circle Drive, or did that change?
No, it's okay.
For the address? Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So what are you actually charging today?
Just $29.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a way I can get a new, website manager or a new manager?
Yeah, if you want to make some revisions and you know off the top of your head what they are, I can actually send the message over to that department and they'll complete it. If you want someone to call you and kind of go through it, then I can send a message over and they'll call you back within one business day.
Yeah, no, I'm more on the essence of, I think I was working with Stephanie.
Okay.
Say even before, because I got a new debit card and all the stuff was going on, and I've been working out of town nights. I haven't been able to answer the phone, but even during the time where everything was paid and everything was just on limbo and just had the maintenance on the website, I would get three or four phone calls from her like every other day.
Oh no!
If I wouldn't answer, she would find a random number she'd create, a 518 number, which is my area code, and I would answer it because it would be at like 7 o'clock at night, and it's her. It's not like she's like manipulating phone numbers just to try to reach me, and then like that's what really put me over the edge with Local Splash. That's why I wanted to cancel everything, because it was almost became a nuisance and very annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I'll actually remove her as the account manager, so she shouldn't be doing that, but I will tell you that we use a voice over internet phone where sometimes it does just match the areas that we're calling, and it does that to keep the cost down. Most companies that dial out nationwide these days are using those VoIP phones. Because, for instance, we're not in the 518 area code. We're in Southern California, right? So if she called you like that, that means that the system just did it automatically. But still, if she had tried, you know, two other times earlier and missed you, she should have just assumed that you were busy and you'd get back to her when you had a minute, you know?
Well,
so
yeah,
I apologize.
She could also do phone calls through the local leads, you know, or show up as a local lead.
I see.
It's just,
yeah.
It was a problem. And
okay.
It deterred me a little bit.
Got it. Okay. I'll notate the account and I'll make sure that she doesn't work with you anymore because, you know, and then I'll pull her aside and kind of let her know not to do that anymore. So I definitely apologize, you know, on behalf of the company for that. And, yeah, we'll get this squared away for you. Do you want to make any more revisions to the site or were you just looking for a new account manager?
Just a new account manager. I mean, everything else is fine.
Okay, perfect. So then, yeah, they usually, like when you're doing just the hosting only, they usually don't have a reason to reach out to you unless they see that your domain's expiring or something like that, but that wouldn't be applicable to you because you're using one of our domains. So if it's expiring, then we pay the fee to renew it. And, you know, if someone has their own domain, then they might have to renew it and, you know, we don't have access to do it. But yeah, she shouldn't have been calling.
There was also another time, obviously, like winter's slow for everybody. Mm-hmm. I was agreed to go on the $29.99 for the maintenance until spring, late spring. You know, that was an agreed upon thing. And a month into it, again, the phone call started and then she called me and started like upselling me on stuff for like right now and then. Knowing that I'm like, it was just, it almost turned into like it was a, you know, I didn't even, like a telemarketer, you know what I mean? Like, that's all it felt like, working with Stephanie. Just trying to get more money out of my pocket after I already had a portfolio made and what the plan was, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not good. But it's great feedback that you're telling me so that I can address it, you know? And I absolutely will. I'm one of the supervisors here, so I'll definitely address it with her for sure. One thing I can tell you just about the timeline of what your program is you started with us in September of last year, and then in, let's see, October was when you switched to the maintenance, you know, the hosting only. And that means when people do that, I always tell them it's almost like you're taking the $449 that you paid us initially and just throwing it down the toilet, because first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So right when you were at the cusp of having it explode and do some solid things for your business and get your phone ringing, that's when you went to just the maintenance, and all the programming we did in efforts to get you on the first page of Google started unraveling. And she should have told you that, or at least advised you. You know, I always tell people if they call me and say, oh, I want to do the $49 hosting, I always tell them, you know, I can do it for you, but look at it as a last resort because, you know, yes, it's 2026 and every valid business needs a website, right? But a website in and of itself can't be expected to bring a client new potential customers unless it's getting exposure or promoted some way, you know, and that's the part that everything started unraveling 30 days in when the timeline shows 45 to 60 days. So you were almost there. You were just like a couple of weeks of having it really explode and do some solid things for your business, you know, especially since you're in, you know, North Glen Falls, you know, as you know, it's a highly competitive area for what you do. So it would have definitely helped you. But I'm glad that you like the website. That's definitely good. Are you Scandinavian? My mom's from Denmark, so I've always loved the name Lars.
Yeah, from Germany originally.
Oh, no way. My dad's from Germany, and I always thought Lars was a Scandinavian name. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it is Scandinavian, 100%.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Wow, we have something in common, at least with the German roots. Have you been to Germany?
Yeah, I usually go back once a year.
Nice. I haven't been since I was a kid, but my grandparents lived over there, and they're both passed away, you know. So now there's not really, you know, there's a couple of cousins over there, but I keep in touch with them through social media. So, yeah. So, okay. So let me go back to the billing, and we'll get this $29 and get you all squared away. And again, that's going to have you paid in full until March 19th, because I'm going to push the next one out. So is it also a MasterCard for the new billing, or is it a Visa or Discover?
It's also a MasterCard.
Okay, great. So I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Yep, it's 5149.
Okay.
6800.
Got it.
2696.
Okay.
1680.
1680. And expiration?
131.
And the code?
442.
442. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. Excellent. I got the green light for you. So you're all set. So I'm adjusting that next one 30 days out. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too. Okay, Lars?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and that orange banner will come off within one business day. So by tomorrow, it'll be off of your site. Okay?
All right. Perfect. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.